You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Hello, Soul Sister. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to episode 30. Episode 30, we're talking about live unconditional. Now, some would say that it technically, grammatically, English speaking would say I'm supposed to say live unconditionally. But quite honestly, I want to say live unconditional. Because I desire for each of you, because I'm doing this and it's working and I want to share this with you, is for you to live your life and to live the state of unconditional. To live unconditional. Because we're living so often, we're living conditionally. We're living conditions. We are living the condition versus living unconditional. If we're living the condition, then chances are we're not living our dreams. Does that make sense? Because we're living the circumstance, we're living the condition, we're living the reasons, and we're wondering why we don't have an incredible life. We're so caught up in the conditions. So I'm going to encourage you today, my dear, to begin to live unconditional. Begin to live outside of the conditions that you're either experiencing or the conditions that you have created for yourself. And quite honestly, whatever condition you're dealing with right now, whatever circumstance that you're dealing with, chances are you've created it. Now, I'm not here to say that you control everything and that bad things don't sometimes happen to great people. But the reality is I believe life is happening to give us opportunity to grow, to see, to learn some new things. Life is happening for us, and it's happening through us. So what part of the condition that you're experiencing are you willing to take ownership for? What part of the condition or the circumstance are you willing to say, yeah, I'm responsible for creating that? What condition or what conditions have you put on your life? And maybe said, hey, these are some rules I have, and I don't do that. Why? Because I've never done it that way, and I'm not willing to start. And I'm not saying get rid of the things that are working, but I'm saying, is it possible that some of the conditions that you've put on your life, or some of the conditions that you've now created on your life because of these conditions that you've put on your life, that perhaps you could see it a different way? And you could actually change your mind, which is change your belief, change your heart, change your knowing about it, and actually create something different. Is that a possibility? Are you willing to accept that as a possibility for yourself today? Because I'm telling you right now that if you open yourself up to living unconditional, to stop living the conditions that you've set forth and created, and to start to live unconditional. Would you be willing to do that for yourself? I'm telling you, today could be one of the biggest breakthrough days you've ever had in your life. Like I said, we set so many conditions. If this happens, then that. If then, that. And we wonder, why is this continuing to happen over and over and over again? It's the conditions, my dear. It's the standards. It's the reasonings. It's the patterns. It's the story that you're telling. I know this is tough. It's not always easy to see it. Let me tell you, it's not, because I remember when I had to start looking at and chose to start looking at some of the conditions that I put on my life. And I'm like, wow, Shannon, you have really conditioned yourself into a very tight corner. And it's no wonder why you're feeling trapped. It's no wonder why you're feeling stuck. And I had to open myself up to some possible new conditions, which really meant letting go of the conditions. And I began to live an unconditional life. And when you can begin to live unconditionally, you can begin to love unconditionally. I'm going to say that again. When you can begin to live unconditionally, you can begin to love unconditionally. And that is exactly when my life really started to turn in a totally different direction and go in the direction that I desired for it to go. Instead of conditioning myself so much, I conditioned myself into a life that wasn't working, and I conditioned myself into something that I didn't desire. Now, it's one thing if you're conditioning yourself into, hey, a great conditioned life. You know, I think of somebody who's fit and healthy and whole. They're like, hey, they're a trained athlete. They're in great condition. I'm not speaking about that. I'm talking about the conditions that possibly are not working for you, that are unhealthy, that have left you broke, feeling broken. They've left you unfit, unhealthy. You know what I'm saying? If that's you today, today's the day to let go of all those conditions. And instead of even writing new conditions, simply say, I'm committed to live unconditional. To live the unconditioned, the opposite of the condition, and to begin to truly live unconditionally, and to truly love unconditionally. So this is a short, sweet one today. What I'd like for you to do is to grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and your Sacred Soul Step for today is this. It's not only for today. This will be the beginning right here. What's the number one condition that you've put on your life that you're willing to let go of today to begin to live unconditional so you can live unconditionally and you can love unconditionally? Answer that for yourself. Take a look at it and take a step in that direction today to let go of that condition. Wow, this is huge. Again, this could be the beginning of a whole new experience in your life. I really hope and I pray that you take this step today. And I would love to hear from you. I'd love to know what came up for you. And in the coming weeks, what's happened because of this decision that you made today? As always, I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.